Good morning, Facebook. This is Larry. Live and kicking at 5 o'clock in the morning on the 11th of September, Friday morning. TGIF. I hope that you're having a good Friday so far. We're going over to YouTube to try to simulcast this morning. And we're going to talk about something that most people don't want to talk about or think about anymore, and that is God has commanded us to physically and mentally work. By the sweat of your brow you shall eat. And also, say to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, that's mental. By the sweat of your brow is physical. I haven't physically sweated from mental work. It says that Jesus has, in the Garden of Eden, sweat drops of blood while he prayed. Well, a lot of people I'm finding today don't want to work. They don't want to do any mental or physical work. And there's a problem with that, isn't there? There's a problem with just sitting around not doing anything. Watching the boob tube. You know why they call it that too, right? Self-explanatory. God has commanded us to work. He says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. It sounds like no retirement there. We command you that if you would not work, neither would you eat. Study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands. Well, good morning, YouTube. Glad to have you on board this 11th of September, this Friday morning. And the title of this video is God's Command Us to Work. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. The night cometh when no man can work. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, always abounding in the work of the Lord. There's a lot of people that aren't abounding in anything but video games. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, therefore remaineth the rest of the people of God unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. Psalm 104:23, Genesis 3:19, 2 Thessalonians 3:10, 1 Thessalonians 4:11, Ecclesiastes 9:10, John 9:4, Genesis 6:9, 1 Corinthians 15:58, Hebrews 4:9, Matthew 20:12, and Isaiah 28:12 all have to do with working. No, our physical labor has nothing to do with our salvation. And I understand that there are those out there that are unable to work. And there are those out there that are able to work some, but not from morning to evening. There are people who are disabled. I understand that. But there are a lot of able-bodied people that are refusing to work. That has really dawned on me because, as you know, I own several rental properties in the last 2 years. has been very difficult to find anybody that wants to work, even for good money. Even for good money. They would rather sit at home. Whenever the government pays you more unemployment to stay home than to work, then that de-incentivizes work, does it not? Now, I'm not able to work like I used to. I used to work my head off. Maybe that's why I have so little hair left. I don't know. Well, working your hair off, maybe. But anymore, I'm not able to work like I used to. I can work 5-6 hours and I'm done. But we should do what we can. We should keep the body moving. And people say, well, bodily exercise profiteth little. Well, it must profit a little then. Okay, it must profit a little. Even if you can't exercise, you can walk. And if you can't walk, maybe you can get up and down off the couch a few times and walk around a little bit and shake your arms around. Keep moving. Keep moving. I'm looking forward to the day when I get a glorified body, when I no longer have to walk around in this crippled frame. Arthritis in my bones. No more aches and pains on the other side. Well, that was a result of the fall. Now, I don't know what Adam and Eve did before the fall as far as physical labor, but we know that after the fall that he was told, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. No provision for Social Security there. No provision for retirement there or vacation there. It was all work. Have you ever heard the term workaholic? Oh, he's a workaholic. Well, I'd rather see a workaholic than an alcoholic. Alcohol, usually, most people can't work while they're drinking. Now, there might be some people that drink while they're working, and that really slows their work down. I'd rather see a workaholic than an alcoholic. You say, well, Larry, why are you talking about this morning? Well, like I say, I've seen in the last 2 years a diminishing of our work ethic in this country by young people who are very capable and able to work, but would rather just lay around the house and play video games. And I had a renter one time, and she had a son that was about 15 years old, and he had a t-shirt. I was over there working on their place, and he had a t-shirt that said, "My rules. One, get up in the morning. Two, have breakfast. Three, play video games. Four, take afternoon nap. 5, have supper. 6, play video games. 7, go to sleep. 8, return to the same." That was his life. If I was his mother, I'd take that t-shirt and throw it in the trash and tell him, this is not my rules if you're going to be in my house. Anyway, we need to return to the work ethic. And I'm not saying there aren't a lot of people that work. There are. But I have noticed a diminishing of the willingness to do work. And also, I've noticed people have no problem lying to you to tell you they've completed a job when they haven't even finished it. I've had I've paid people to clean up places to rent, and they call them up and they'll say, yeah, it's all ready to rent. It's all cleaned out. I'll go in to check it out and it's a mess. It isn't even close to being rented. You know, I own quite a bit of places that have to be mowed, and so I'll hire somebody to mow and I'll paint, you know. They'll say, yeah, I've got them all mowed, got all the properties mowed. I'll go up there and they haven't even been mowed. Just flat out lie to you. I've learned that people have no problem with lying. They have no problem with stealing. You have to be careful. They'll steal you blind. I had one fellow that was a renter, and he wanted to cause trouble with all my other tenants. Was I ever glad to see him go? Bearing false witness against his neighbors. Lying, cheating, bearing false witness. There's a lot of people that have a lot of other gods before them. They worship everything other than the true God, the God of sports, the God of snakes. You know, people that own snakes, it often makes me wonder about them. I had one tenant, same tenant that had no problem bearing false witness against everybody. He had this snake, and this tenant was a weird, weird person. Well, idolatry, adultery, people have no problem fornicating their brains out anymore. Committing adultery. They can justify it in their minds. She treated me bad, or he treated me bad, so I'm going to get back at he or she. Well, we see a blatant falling away. Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. If you're a child of God, you want to keep his commandments. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will I teach sinners in the way. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith which ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Well, we see that we are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:4. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? I'm going to sneeze here. Excuse me. Now what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. In time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, as the truth is in Jesus. I just read Romans 12:2, Exodus 23:2, James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6:14-16, 1 John 2:15-17, Ephesians 2:2, and Ephesians 4:20-21. Well, I'm glad that God gives us the strength to do what we need to do every day until it's time that He calls us home. We don't know how much time we have on the face of this earth. I'll be 67 in December. Some people die at 27. Some people die at 7. Some people die at 7 months or 7 weeks. Or at birth, or while in their mother's womb. Some people die at 77, some 87, some 97. I don't know how many have lived to be 107. Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. I would not want to live that long on the face of this earth. Well, let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us put on the whole armor of God that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And let us rest in Christ while we're doing our physical and mental work. And let us realize that it's ordained by God that we work each day as we can. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless. Hello, Roy. Good to see you this morning. God bless you.